Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, and thank you for coming to Fix the Family, Fix America Talk Show program. Our number, call in number 347-777-0692. Again, this program is Fix the Family, Fix America, where we come to at you with a nationwide campaign kicking off just in mere 16 days, February 26th, starting with Positive Fathering. That would be part one of the campaign. Part two would be Make a Difference Mothering. Then Pull Through Parenting. And then finally, Reveal Your Success. We're going to hopefully start doing these campaigns on a concurrent basis all over the world. And if you are interested in joining, you're an author with a message very similar to ours, we'd greatly appreciate it. Come down and do some talking to you. First order of business today is just a slight apology. There's a lot happening in my own personal life, and I'm trying to get a grasp on it and make sure that everything's okay. I'm sure and positive that it's going to be fantastic. It's just going to be a little hurdle we get across, and we'll get through it, and it's going to be fine. Here's some interesting news I would like to talk about. And again, if you'd like to join in and comment on anything I'm talking about, please call in 347-677-0692. I greatly appreciate you calling in and let me hear from you on your ideas. Here's an the title of this article is called Many Sexual Abusers Are Other Children. First line, more than one third of those who sexually abuse children are other juveniles. A University of New Hampshire Crimes Against Children Research Center found juveniles account for 35.6% of those known to police to have committed sex offenses against minors. And juveniles who commit sex against offenses against other children are more than likely to be are more likely than adult sex offenders to offend in groups, schools, and to have more male and younger victims. Here's some more from the study. The number of youth coming to the attention of police for sex offenses increases sharply at age 12 and plateaus after 14. Small number of juvenile offenders, 1 out of 8, are younger than 12. Females constitute 7%. And jurisdictions vary enormously. What do you think about that study? They're trying to say we don't orient enough of our prevention thinking to reduce the risk of sexual abuse at the hands of other children. That's slightly strange to me. That we have to have programs to reduce juveniles from performing sexual abuse on children. Is it possible bad parenting has something to do with this? Is it possible hormones have something to do with this? Is it possible that is it possible that it's a hidden sex education? And is it possible that we don't know and grasp from this study what the extent of the sexual abuse is? Now, understand, I'm not even close to saying small sex abuse is good. Not even close to that. So don't even try to call in with that nonsense. Crimes? I am searching right now for this entire study instead of this highlight. Well, now this same New Hampshire. Excuse me, the same New Hampshire Crimes Against Children Research Center has an awful lot of studies. And they were given $50 million to do this study. $50 million to do this study. And I'm having a hard time finding the actual study. All I've got is a highlight. But let me know your thoughts on that, because that's an interesting little article there. Could it be hormones? Could it be parenting? Has to be some form of parenting, wouldn't you say? Has to be some kind of parenting. All right, excuse our noise, because we are constantly fixing the family while we fix America, and we really, really are kicking it off good with positive fathering. In 16 days, we're going to be having this event, and I can't wait. Hopefully, everybody else come on down. The registration cost has been immensely. Please go to www.positivefathering.com. to register and get signed up. It's very important. We could possibly be having I don't want to go into too much detail until I get a go from it, but a law enforcement community behind us. As we spoke last week, we added two new experts, Xander Sprague, the change and network expert, and we added credit repair services to our list of things that we're going to be able to show you how to do and do the best of, along with resume services, career services, all sorts of services to help you out, but you will have access to just by listening. I did a little highlight. We're going to be doing parenting basics and fundamentals, toddler to teen issues and how to handle them. We're going to be going over single and divorced parent problems, family, legacy, and traditions. We're going to be talking about that. Then marriage and relationship issues, better relationship communication, re-energize the marriage and the intimacy, and become a productive team. And then, of course, the career enhancement skills, ACE the interview, resume rocket science, and job hunting tips, along with the discipline, focus, drive, and motivation that is required to do those nine things above. Very important. Very, very important for you to have the discipline, the drive, the focus, and the motivation to make these changes because, as you also know, last week, change is hard because of our brain's wiring. All right, our premature news of the day. Right now, it's contrary to popular belief, most newborns born premature are doing very well. Very well. United States is no longer the leader in mortality rates of premature babies, so... even though the premature baby rates are going up, America is at least having more success in surviving a bigger portion of those babies born premature. Another news, sepsis threatens premature infants, which is sometimes called bloodstream infection or blood poisoning. Sepsis is a serious infection, major cause of death in very premature infants. And it's a threat in late-term infants born just a few weeks prematurely. Late preterm infants showed a distinct pattern of risk for sepsis in the initial days and weeks for life. And one type of bacterial sepsis causes a shark's mortality. So it's very important for you to keep an eye on that. Keep your doctor needs to be aware of that. And be sure that we are looking for any sepsis signs. We do not want blood poisoning to threaten the mortality of any child, much less premature children. On the marriage front, did any of you know it was National Marriage Week, February 7th through the 12th? I didn't either till today. Of course, doing an awful lot of family news that we're doing. We're getting more and more people telling us about stuff. And, of course, National Marriage Week is this week. And just so you know, it started over in the UK in 1996 and spread to Czech Republic, Hungary, Switzerland, Germany, Belgium, Ireland, Northern Ireland, Australia. And it was adopted in the U.S. in 2002 by co-founders Brent Barlow and Diane Foley of Smart Marriages. So if you'd like to get involved with that, marriageweekinternational.com will help you get involved with Marriage Week. We always love to help anyone that's helping us fix the family, fix America. Quick shout out, as we know, to one of our sponsors, Moe's Burritos. Welcome to Moe's is what you hear when you walk into Moe's. And they are one of our workbook sponsors here at our local kickoff. Our nationwide kickoff, excuse me, and local kickoff for the four parts. They will be in the workbook and provide you with excellent, delectable burritos, tacos, and other items. Welcome to Moe's, Moe's Grill. Please call in if you've got anything to say on any of these news items at 347-677-0692. greatly appreciate it to hear from you. If you could call in and let me know your ideas on what you think we're doing. Now, Valentine's Day is coming up. All you couples out there, is this a good day for you or a bad day for you? A lot of people, if they're married for a while, kind of ignore it. It basically seems to be an emerging new love day, and this also seems to be an emerging ignore it day. I have read multiple articles on how Valentine's Day is a huge disappointment. In fact, there's one study that 67% of all women are disappointed on Valentine's Day. 67% of all women disappointed on Valentine's Day. Y'all have to excuse me. I don't know why, but there's been a breathing issue on me for yesterday, last night, and today. It's causing me to take very deep breaths at certain intervals. I guess I need to go out there and get some fresh air and make these lungs work even further than they are now, because it's an interesting time. But anyway, let's go back to the Valentine's Day and National Marriage Week. So it's an interesting lineup. You've got National Marriage Week all week long, and then you have Valentine's Day here at the end, and 67% of all women, married, unmarried, otherwise, are disappointed on Valentine's Day. Now, what does that tell you? Does that tell you that men are not paying attention? Does that tell you that women have very high expectations? Does that tell you that there seems to be a disconnect between what women are thinking they should get and what women and men think they are going to give them? Is there a disconnect in communication? No telling. So what we need to do is figure out what's the problem. What's the problem? So if you've been disappointed on Valentine's Day as a woman, give us a call. 347-677-0692. I just thought that was a very, very, very interesting statistic for you. Okay. What else we got? Let's take a small break here so I can take a deep breath, and we'll be right back. Apologize for that intermission there. Again, like I said, my lungs are a little off today. It's kind of funky. And I need to just go take a deep breath. Now, get this article here. Please call in on this one, ladies and gentlemen. 347-677-0692. It basically says If you are stupid, if you are stupid, you're going to die quicker. Now, let me give you the full headline. Low intelligence among top heart health risk. Okay, so your heart health is factored in on your intelligence. And now get this, intelligence is second only to smoking. So if you smoke, you're going to die of a heart attack. And then if you're stupid, you're going to die of a heart attack. It's basically what it's saying. I think what it's really trying to say is that public health campaigns need to be paid for with more money. It's what that sounds like they're saying, because they're saying that they need to be designed for people with lower IQs. Lower intelligent quotient IQ scores were associated with higher rates of heart disease and death, and were more important indicators than any other risk factor except smoking. So, it is well known that people with poor education and lower incomes often face higher risk of ill health and a range of diseases. Study pointing to many likely reasons, including limited access to health care and other resources, poor living conditions, chronic stress, higher rates of lifestyle risk factors, including smoking. Now, they're saying, in a backwards way, if you're a smoker, you're stupid. If you're poor, you're stupid. If you don't have any health care, you're stupid. If you have poor living conditions, chronic stress, you're kind of stupid. So they're wondering, I wonder how you feel about this, to be called, because you've had a heart issue, you can be called stupid. That's kind of weird to me, very strange, very strange. They're saying that we need to simplify the messages that tell people what to do and how to eat with their heart. I don't know how much more simpler you can be than no smoking or don't eat fatty foods. I mean, you're bombarded every day by the diet police, you know, don't do this, don't do that, and then, you know, it doesn't matter. At the end, if you get hit by a bus. So it's just weird that they're trying to say that they need to make all those statements, no smoking, no fat eating, simpler for the lower IQ public. Lower IQ public. So you stupid people out there, you need to start reading and getting smarter, or else you're going to die, because you can't comprehend what they're trying to tell you about the heart health risks. I think that's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing that this would even be an article. But not really. We can't really claim that the media write-ups on the planet are the smartest thing in the world. That's why we like reading them and talking about them here. Let's see now what else we got. We got some fathering. Let's talk about our nationwide print partner real quick. Soho office right there in the Village of Sandhill, where we are kicking off. Our nationwide print partner, Jay Kelly and Dan there. Amazing people. When we are going to help everyone that wants it, you know, start their own business or kick up their personal impression upon people, or they need a new business card, letterhead, logos, all that kind of stuff. You know, our partnership with Soho, and they print everything that we do across this country, our partnership with them is going to give you a great deal on those cards, letterheads, and et cetera, as part of all of our packages, or as a separate deal. We've got them right there for you. So really, really pleased to have them on board for our nationwide official print sponsor of the Fix the Family, Fix America series. We're working on resumes now, making resumes better. We're working on lots of things that are helping people just improve their lives, jumpstart their career, be better fathers, be better husbands, be better wives, be better spouses, be better men and women. It's just an absolutely entertaining and fun, and also just feels good going around and seeing the changes that we're doing and talking to people and telling them about our ideas and watching their eyes light up with ideas and them helping us and telling us. And it's just becoming more and more fun to do, more and more exciting. I just can't wait. It's going to be really, really neat to kick this campaign off and get started and go from there. Last week, we left off with left-handedness and right-handedness is going to could potentially shine the light on some issues in your child's intelligence. Now, I have been shuffling papers here for the 5 minutes I've been talking to try to find that article, and I have not been able to. Let's see if I can locate it on our super-duper massive DAC-a-mometer computer. I'm kidding. Let's see if we can find this real quick, because it was left-handedness, your handedness, and children. Wow. No, not finding that particular article. The search here. So let's see if we do that, do that, do that, da. Hate to go da da da, but I'm totally unprepared. But that's where we are because I can't find it. Well, anyway, it was if your child both hands it shows a distinct willingness or ability to use a left hand for certain items and a right hand for other items, they are on track for having more problems as they get older. That was the article's main focus. So if your kid, just trying to give you something else to worry about, if your kid eats with their left hand and writes with their right or vice versa, you could have a problem child as they grow up. Well, let me tell you this. I don't know what hands I used as a child, but I do know that I eat with my left hand and write with my right hand to this day. And apparently, so this is correct because I'm positive that I have mental health issues causing me potential problems all the way around. So maybe this is one study that I have to agree with and let you know because I use both hands for different things. So it obviously is causing issues. All right. What other things that we were talking about? It's almost March coming up soon. Let's go back to Valentine's Day real quick. I was going to get into this March issue, March things that you start thinking about in March, but let's talk about Valentine's Day again. Valentine's Day is, as I said, causing 67% of all women to be disappointed on Valentine's Day. How about that? How about that? Now, romantic Valentine's Day ideas, we've got several of them, creative ways. Let me just try to see if I can help dads and moms out. There are books, there are personalized novels you can actually purchase. You probably need to do that starting right now to get it before Valentine's Day. Got a letter here from a lady. Said, 1 year we had no money. My husband felt I love you, Susan Joe, would cut out letters of cardboard and he put it on a garage door. And so when I came home from work, there it was for all the world to see. And this year was no different. We live in Ohio and there's snow in the ground. And he wrote a Valentine message to me in the snow. I love you, the love of my life, in bright red painting on the glistening snow. So, men, you don't have to do something very expensive to thrill your spouse, girlfriend, or other. Give her something that's meaningful. And, of course, going large never hurts. So going big on big cardboard cutouts, big stuff in the snow or on the lawn, that's good stuff. Got another letter for Joel Harville. Joel says, first piece of jewelry I ever gave my then future wife, I gave to her on Valentine's Day, and it was a love gold filigree bracelet, but I gave it to her in a unique way. And so coworker suggested he give her a stuffed bear, and the bear wear the bracelet. And so he got a little stuffed tiger because his pet name for his future wife was Tiger, and used the bracelet as a collar. So when they went to dinner, exchanged Valentine's, the hugs and kisses, and opened the box, and the tiger with the gold collar were wonderful. That was one of his ideas. Another letter I've got from Darlene. 4 years ago, she wanted to come up with something totally unexpected and unusual for Valentine's Day, and her husband, according to her, is very easy to please. So he got out the Yellow Pages, looked for hot tub companies and found a couple of them that rented out portable hot tubs. And it was delivered while my husband was at work. And we moved all the dining room. I had moved all the dining room furniture so it would fit in the dining room. It got set up in the dining room, and I went to the store, bought some wine, and made a card. And you can imagine the surprise when they went to the dining room for their candlelight dinner. It was a candlelight hot tub event, and the rest of the letter is totally not for this show. So those are just three ideas for that we've gotten letters about. From listeners across the fruited plain. Let's see, I got another one, I think. Diane gave her husband three different amazing gifts in the past. So she found some old Monopoly pieces and cards and the chance cards. Wrapped them in red and listed from a hubby how I could exchange the card for get out of argument free, forgetfulness free, I'm sorry card, and along with a handmade Valentine's card saying I'm glad I was married to him. So she gave him free passes from the Monopoly cards. She also 1 year laminated index cards with free pass anytime, anywhere, and added them to brownies in a basket. He had a pass to anywhere, anytime. And then 1 year, she made up coupons for a special occasion. So another cost-conscious, cost-cutting idea of... Now, I have heard through the grapevine that coupons are not really looked at with incredible eyes on a long-time marriage. So... guys, if you've been married for 10, 20 years, the coupon book's not going to work, according to our studies here at the FTF Studios, Fix the Family Studios. So there's some lovely romantic ideas, guys and girls. So that'll help the relationships part out for this upcoming Valentine's Day. So if you got any more, please feel free to call us, 347-677-0692. We'd greatly love to hear your Valentine's Day story as well. I am going to just sit here and say that I am thankful to everyone on this Fix the Family roundup and preparation for our nationwide kickoff is really going incredible. Now, I'm not going to lie, it's going a little slow for my taste, but I am still loving the fact that it is going really well, really well for us, and very excited. Now let's get into a little bit of comedy about this Valentine's Day. 10 reasons to look forward to Valentine's Day. This is 10 reasons, top 10. It's our FTF top 10. And we can't say top 10. I believe that's owned trademarked by DL. So here's the first 10 that I can think of. First 10 reasons I can think of that you should love Valentine's Day and look forward to it. So ladies, you 67% that are disappointed, remember these 10 items, and one of them will put a little smile on your face. Number 24. We're going to count down from 24 to 14. And number 14 through 1 doesn't exist. So here's our top 24 to 14 reasons to look forward to Valentine's Day. So couples, guys, ladies, write this down. Remember, you need to smile. Here we go. Your internet connection will be faster. Number 24, given on that day, on a typical day, couples spend Valentine's Day together, and given that traffic is a lot of porn, which is primarily still an individual hobby, there will be a significant increase in available bandwidth because people will be out to eat versus sitting on their computer. So, there's number 24. Number 23, the roads will be safer. According to Nielsen, U.S. consumers will buy 58 million pounds of chocolate. Divide that across our entire population, that's almost 20% of a pound, 0.2 pounds of chocolate for every man, woman, and toddler in the country. And chocolate contains theobromine, which is a stimulant akin to caffeine, and caffeine makes people drive better. So the roads will be safer. And Valentine's Day coming up. This Sunday, you will be buzzed by noon as the holiday falls. Everyone will be out for Valentine's brunch, and every meal is Valentine's Day is pricks fix, and that works the best with alcohol included, including mimosas. So you will be buzzed by noon. 125 million red roses will be cut from our nation's florists, grocery stores, and corner bodegas to meet the holiday demand, and there will be a creative renaissance. Flowers are the sex organs of plants, and so we're showing the happy places of all the plants across the country. People will be cooler because people wearing black or black absorbs heat and light, and people will not be wearing black on this day, so they will be cooler. Number two, of course, there's usually sex in the mist. Excuse me, number 16. And then, of course, the special occasion, Valentine's Day, usually is an excuse to stray away from the script and be creative on the day. So you can be the star of the day yourself, whether you're with someone or not. Be creative and just do what you would like to do. If you've got your own little ideas on reasons to be happy on Valentine's Day, whether you're with a significant other or not, please call in and let us know what those ideas are. You can also, parents, you can have Valentine's Day surprises with your children. So we're going to go into that in a few minutes. And that's going to be fun to talk about because you can do things with your children. I understand children sometimes. Every human being on earth can't get a babysitter for this special day to take your significant other out. So think about, you know, something to do with your child and still have fun. And of course, they go to bed earlier than you do, so that still leaves you the time for number 16. So we're going to get into that in a 2 seconds. But first, I want to talk again about our nationwide print sponsor, Soho Office. So glad they are joined on board. Business cards, letterheads, any other printing needs, all the way up to big, humongous banners for your show, stage, or table. Soho Office is the place to get that done. And when you come in and utilize our services here at Fix the Family, Fix America, your resume is going to be printed on some incredible stuff. If you're a realtor also, let me not forget this, we also have photography services of getting your picture on that business card, which is so popular with realtors. We can get that done. So if you want to get into the realtor game or just put your picture anywhere, we can get that professionally done right there at Soho Office. Kelly there. Takes fantastic pictures, and we are looking forward to this nationwide awakening of people to their services. They are some great, great people. Let's see. Remember, we did talk about our two new experts last week, Xander Sprague coming on for networking and change management, and then we're also doing credit repair for all the people that come to our workshops. So that is some exciting, exciting stuff for Fix the Family, Fix America nationwide campaign. Remember, we are four parts. That is positive fathering, make a difference mothering, pull through parenting, and reveal your success. Now, let me tell y'all something. What you need to do, if you can this week, go see Princess and the Frog, Kiss the Frog. And in that is an enjoyable love story, the latest Disney princess movie. My daughter absolutely loved it, but we went and got Tiana's cookbook, found it at, I forgot where, I think I found it at a grocery store, hopefully a grocery store I'll be mentioning in heavy detail soon. Got it at that grocery store and brought it home, and you need to make Tiana's special, I don't forgot the name of them. What is the name of that special donut? Beignet, coming from our production team, beignet. So make those beignets. It tastes like an eggnog donut. They're fantastic. So get out, see Princess and the Frog. They're not a sponsor. I'm just telling you to go see them, and not a sponsor yet. Let me just say that real close to the microphone. Not a sponsor yet. Go see Princess and the Frog this weekend for your Valentine's Day, and then go pick up the cookbook and cook yourself some eggnog beignets from Monday morning after your incredible night of Valentine's Day. Now we're going to go into what you could do with your children also on this Valentine's Day, because not every couple gets to get out alone when you have a kid or two or four or seven or 19, as the druggers have to deal with. I'd like to know who they get for their babysitter. That's an interesting topic for another day. Bulletin boards can be made with you and your child to remember all these sweet and loving things that you've done over the years. So bulletin boards. You can write special notes to friends and family, crafting materials, making perfect gifts for Valentine's and your family. Doing crafts, stuff like that. Making Valentine's Day notes to share with elderly neighbors or nursing home people. You and your kid can work on those things and share the love with some of the infirm and get there and make their day special. And nothing's going to make your heart feel better and making someone else's heart feel better. I can tell you that. And that's the number one reason all of the experts and Fix the Family are doing what we're doing, because we love seeing the difference in families when we fix the family. And as we go and start fixing the families across this country, we are noticing that we are fixing America. And that's the reason behind Fix the Family, Fix America. And we are so glad you are with us again today. Going on, some more ideas you can do with your kid. Let's see what she says here. Small goodies placed inside a balloon before it's blown up. Make a fun surprise for older children. You can bake cookies, you know, heart-shaped cookies, things that are fun on Valentine's Day. Let them all the pink sugars and icing, get some pink icing and go crazy. And then, you know, you can have a treasure hunt inside your house. Roses are red, violets are blue, sneakers are dirty, go look in a shoe. You know, those little topic things that you could do. Make Valentine's Day fun for your children as well, and give yourself a little fun and a smile in the process. And then, of course, candles are not only for grown-ups. You can have a little candlelit meal with your children, having them planning, creating menus, placing red hearts on the table, maybe make red heart placemats for everyone, and just have a nice meal with the whole family. And after that, read a book that has a great theme in it about Valentine's Day, and just have a nice family day with everyone. So those are some things that you can do with your kid. For all those moms and dads that are not able to get the babysitter because the babysitter is so excited that she has her first Valentine's Day date, and she's unable to stay with your children. So you can have fun too. And of course, you can always go grab a karaoke machine and sit there and sing with your kids. Or if you have one of those unique gaming systems, PS3 or Xbox 360, or sorry if you have the Wii, because the games don't look as good on that thing, but they do play for fun now. They do play fun. So pull out your Wii, your Xbox 360, or your PS3, and buy one of those karaoke games, and y'all belt it out on Valentine's Day. Love, love will keep us together. Do-da-do-da-do-da-da-da. See, you can do all kinds of stuff. Those are just some ideas, tips, hints, and tricks for our special relationship Valentine's Day special, Fix the Family, Fix America episode here today. I do thoroughly hope that each and every one of you have a great rest of the week. Have a great Valentine's Day. And ladies, if you were part of the 67% that are hopelessly disappointed on Valentine's Day, I want you to make a concerted effort that you look at only the good stuff that happens to you on this Valentine's Day, so that you do not become disappointed. And the good stuff doesn't have to happen directly to you. It can happen around you. It can be the fact that you are surrounded by the ones you love. It can be the fact that you have knowledge that no one in your family has any problems. It can be the fact that you are moving forward in your career or your school or your parenting processes. It can be the fact that you've joined up with us and we're mentoring you and helping you get through it. And, you know, we give you a piece of great advice on the day before Valentine's Day and you use it to your advantage. Just remember, think of something positive that happened to you that day. And that 67% of disappointment will dissipate into probably 33%, because probably a third of all women of any one given time are not happy with their current situation. Now, that's interesting stat that we looked up and did some research on, but it is true. There's some overall disappointment for women of about a third percent most of the time. So just didn't want to have all of you in that 67% range. So again, think of the positive things happen around you in your life, and you will smile and have a great, 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 great time. Now, there's three beer. I want to go into something that I want to end up with here. Three beers that you can go purchase on this Valentine's Day. My Bloody Valentine from the Alesmith Brewing Company out of San Diego, California. This is a stronger cousin of their great Halloween specialty ale, Evil Dead Red. So go check that beer out, My Bloody Valentine beer. It's probably available in a shop near you. And then also the Dissident from Deschutes Brewing Company, Bend, Oregon. Brewed with candy sugar and Montmorency cherries. And this beer is huge at 8.8% alcohol. So, and then it is aged in 18 months with oak wine barrels and finishes nice and dry. It's chocolate, sour cherries with molasses and wood. Then you have the Stone Brewing Bitter Chocolate Stout from Escondido, California. For those 67% of ladies that are going to be disappointed, this bitter stout will go over that bitter issue, especially if you drink about 10 of them, because it packs a wallop at 9.2% alcohol by volume. So that beer is going to help you get through it. That's what we do here at Fix the Family. We give you all the solutions you possibly can imagine to get through all of your parenting, spousal, relationship, and or just issues. And this particular issue on this particular week on the Fix the Family Relationship Week, right before Valentine's, we've given you some beers to drink, some solutions for inexpensive gifting for your significant other, and things you could do with your kid in case your babysitter is so going out with Billy and not going to babysit for you. And then we give you some news of the day. And one more time, I'd like to thank all of our sponsors. Moe's Grill, doing a sponsorship in our workbook here for our opening. Of course, our nationwide sponsor, Soho Office. And we're working on all of the other sponsors. And hope to announce many, many more soon. And, of course, last week we announced two more expert features. We added Xander Sprague along with Susie Sheena, Suzanne Rye, Dr. Beth Erickson, and Leo Maxson, all of our experts. Hopefully going to get an interview with one of those next week, just like we did on the first week with Susie Sheena. So hopefully another expert interview next week for you before we kick in the following Friday. Remember, there's a brand new price for you to join, for you to come to our event, brand new price. Go to www.positivefathering.com and you will see that price when you add that registration to your cart. Very crucial that you do that, and do it today. Do it at positivefathering.com. Really, really looking forward to seeing you there, so that we can help you do whatever it is you need to do to fix your family, and in correspondence, fix America. Real quick, the quote that I'm going to put out to the world, "Fix the Family, Fix America," was formed to restore this nation's foundation, built on family fundamentals, and to have a multi-generational impact on the restoration of family values, responsibility, and care. That is the reason we started what we started, and that is the reason we're doing what we're doing. And again, it comes in four parts: positive fathering, helping your fathers, single fathers, divorced fathers, and just fathers in general be better fathers, husbands, and men; make a difference mothering, helping moms cope with all of the stresses that a mom has to go through, because mothers, we want you to become exactly the person you envision. Well, mothers make sacrifices no other person can understand. We're on a mission to empower you to be the best mom, spouse, and woman. And then once we show you individually what you can achieve, we can go to pull-through parenting, and it shows you how to make a united front in the parenting process. and it teaches you how to be in a relationship and communicate better as well. And it will pull you through this thing called child rearing and pulls your family together, giving you family legacy and traditions like no other. And the last but not final phase, again, these are, you can come to all four, or at least three, is reveal your success. That segment is for anyone and everyone, parent, non-parent, because everyone needs to learn how to think and be as successful as they desire. Many people are held back from your traditional beliefs. Many people are held back by their own families. And we're going to show you how to reveal your success despite your family sitting around saying you can or can't do something. Because one of the things we do see in children, our parents giving them self-esteem issues. And we are definitely going to help you parents overcome that. That is going to wind us up, ladies and gentlemen. We are so, so glad that you listened, tuned in. And if you didn't tune in, please listen to the archives. These shows are kept for you, for your listening pleasure, for all of eternity, I'm pretty sure. So come back, and if this is your first one to listen to, go back and listen to the rest of them. Show number three was kind of slow and technically issue-matic. and this show, as you know, I'm having this tight lung area issue, so I apologize for that. Next week, though, we're going to have a big and exciting super-duper show and going to have some guests and interviews and some more topics for you to call about. And Valentine's Day will be over. We'll hear from maybe some of you on whether your Valentine's Day was disappointing or not, or else it was the best in the world. Remember, look for something good so that you don't have this issue. And we look forward to next week bringing it all to you once more, once again. Fix the Family, Fix America, kicking off in exactly 16 days. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day and a nice week, and go do something with your family and do something to increase your success. Have a good one, ladies and gentlemen.